tetap
Yeah, that's what that point marks.
Yeah.
These are the demonic tendencies, and then you see that actually a real demon is one who is actually atheistic in nature.
Yeah.
And for this you quoted this verse, which was Datta Nama Dushita Kruran. So that these are the atheistic people who Krishna casts into
demonic species.
Demonic species.
Yeah.
So the atheistic people are the ones who disregard the spiritual injunctions. So, is Krishna making any differentiation where he is differentiating between the demonic people and the atheistic people?
No, demons are Vishnu Bhakta Smrita Deva Asurastha Viparyaya. So, Vishnu Bhaktas are Deva and Asuras are opposite, who are not Vishnu Bhaktas. So, demons means, demoniac species means atheistic ideology. So, it is not just due to the qualities of Damba Darpa that they are cast in demoniac species, but it is due to their atheistic ideology for which they are cast into that species. Like that. Okay, so Indra is now going to glorify Vritrasur. Indra vacha aho danava siddhosi yasyate madiridrishi bhakta sarvatmanatmanam suhridam jagadishwaram. Aho danava, o demon, te matir idrishi. When did we do? Then he read the wrong purport then.
But this shloka you don't know.
We have not done this shloka. I told that.
He read the purport.
No, but I read the previous purport also.
Okay, what?
But we have not done this verse. Yeah. I don't remember doing this.
In the purport, I.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. So he says, O demon, you possessing such discrimination, te matir idrishi, siddhosi, you have achieved perfection. Jagadishwaram bhakta, you are the bhakta of Jagadishwara. You serve the Lord of the universe. And who is the Lord of the universe? Atmanam suhridam, the friend of all beings. Sarvatmana, with complete concentration you serve the Lord of the universe. Siddhosi. You have achieved perfection. You possess such discrimination, but you are a demon. Aho Danava, Siddhosi. So, Bhaktaha means you serve. That's all. Any purport? Huh? Oh, you already read the purport. Still, you can read again.
As stated in Bhagavad Gita 6.22, Yam labdhva cha param labham manyate na dhitam tata yasmin sthito na dukhena guru napi anacharam. Established in Krishna consciousness, one never departs from the truth, and upon gaining this, he thinks there is no greater gain. Being situated in such a position, one is never shaken, even in the midst of the greatest difficulty. An unalloyed devotee is never disturbed by any kind of trying circumstances. Indra was surprised to see that Vritrasur, undisturbed, was fixed in devotional service to the Lord, for such a mentality is impossible for a demon. However, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
such a mentality is impossible for the demon, Prabhupada writes. It's impossible for a demon. Because the demon itself is, the definition of demon is in connection with Krishna only. Vishnu Bhakta Smrita Deva Asurastad Viparyaya. He is in demoniac body, but in Krishna Prem, what to speak of theism? This is perfection of theism. How is it possible? Like that he was surprised.
However, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Anyone can become an exalted devotee. Striyo Vaishyastata Shudras, KP Anti Paramgati. An unalloyed devotee is sure to return home back to Godhead.
Okay. Bhavan Atarshin Mayam Vai Vaishnavim Janamohinim Yad Vihaya Suram Bhavam Mahapurushatam Gataha. Bhavan Atarshin Vaishnavim Janamohinim Mayam. Bhavan Atarshin, you have crossed Janamohinim Mayam, the bewildering Maya, Vaishnavim, belonging to Vishnu. Yat Vihaya Asuram Bhavam. And because of this, Vihaya Asuram Bhavam, you have given up your demoniac mentality. Mahapurushatam Gataha. And you have become a Mahapurusha, a great devotee of the Lord. Because you must have definitely crossed, this is a conjecture. Conjecture means Anuman. Yehi Anumane. Inference. It is my inference that you must have definitely crossed over the illusory energy of Lord, only because of which you have given up your demoniac mentality and you have attained the position of an exalted devotee. Purport?
Lord Vishnu is Mahapurusha. Therefore, one who becomes a Vaishnava attains the position of Mahapurusha. This position was attained by Maharaj Parikshit. It is said in the Padma Puran that the distinction between a demigod and a demon is that a demigod is a...
Where in Bhagavatam it is indicated that Parikshit Maharaj is a Mahapurusha? That is one. That is Suta Goswami. No, Shaunakadi Rishi is indicating. And Shukadeva Goswami himself calls Parikshit Maharaj as Mahapurusha. Tadaham te abhidasyami Mahapaurushiko Bhavan. Yasya Shraddadatamashu Syan Mukunde Matisati. The second canto he says. What I have learnt from my father Vyasadev, who had learnt it from his guru Narada Muni, that very same Bhagavatam, I will give it to you. But even without my giving that Bhagavatam to you, you are a Mahapurusha. Mahapaurushiko Bhavan. As Prabhupada says, Mahapaurusha, right? Yes, Shraddadata Mashu Syan Mukunde Matisati. And anyone who hears this subject matter will fix his mind completely on Krishna, like that he says. So here, Shukadeva Goswami himself says, calls Parikshit Maharaj as Mahapaurusha, Mahapaurushiko Bhavan.
It is said in the Padma Puran that the distinction between a demigod and demon is that a demigod is a devotee of Lord Vishnu.
You see, same verse he is quoting, Vishnu Bhakta Smrito Deva.
Whereas the demon is just the opposite. Vishnu Bhakta Smrito Deva Asurastat Upariyaya. Vritrasura was considered a demon, but actually he was more than qualified as a devotee or Mahapaurusha. If one somehow becomes a devotee of Supreme Lord, whatever his position, he can be brought to the position of a perfect person. This is possible if an unalloyed devotee tries to serve the Lord by delivering him in this way. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami says in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kirat Hanandra Pulinga Pulkasha Adi Rishu Bhagavanasi. Kirat Gunas, Andras, Pulindas, Pulkasha, Abhinas, Shumbhas, Yavanas, and members of the Khasa races. And even others addicted to the sinful acts can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord. For He is the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto Him.
Actually, these races, Shrude Goswami says, that they don't necessarily indicate a geographical location. He says that there are many different kinds of pratiloma marriages. Pratiloma, anulom, pratilom. So these are like various permutations and combinations of pratiloma marriages give rise to these various kinds of races, he says.
Anyone can be purified if he takes shelter of the pure devotee and molds his character according to pure devotee's direction. Then even if
Yadyadbhuta krama parayana shila shiksha molds his character according to his grace, right? His grace, yeah.
Then even if one is a Kirat, Andhra, Pulinda or whatever, he can be purified and elevated to the position of Mahapaurush.
So that's what we discussed, right? One is either one should infer that person's character has been shaped by a devotee. One should infer the role of a devotee, or one should infer Kripa Siddhi like in Bali Maharaj, or one should infer that he must have been a demon because of curse and not according to nature. Or it could even be like in the case of Vritrasur, orchestrated by. Of course, curse is also there, but such a curse cannot act on a perfected devotee, but it was direct orchestration by Lord Sankarshan. Okay. Okay. Kalvidam mahadascharyam yadraja prakritestava vasudeve bhagavati sattvatmani dridamatihi. Same point he is telling. Kalu idam mahadascharyam. It is so astonishing. Yad raja prakritehe. That although you are a demon under the influence of rajas. Yajante sattvika devan yaksha rakshamsi rajasan. Right? So one would worship those personalities similar to who are more exalted in their own gunas. So those who are in rajas, they will worship those who are exalted rajas. Those who are sattva will worship those who have exalted sattva, and so on. So yad raja prakritehe, vasudevi bhagati tava dridamatihi. But still you have your mind firmly fixed on the Supreme Lord Vasudev. Sattvatmani, who is the very form of Shuddha Sattva. Because generally, Raja Prakriti, those who have, they will fix their mind on those who have Sattva Prakriti. Rajas Prakriti. But here, you have Raja Prakriti, you have fixed your mind on one who has Shuddha Sattva. Kalu idam mahadascharyam. This is certainly very astonishing. Again Indra became astonished. How did you, with the nature of rajas, develop fixed bhakti? Such bhakti should only arise when rajas is destroyed by the great mercy of devotees like Narada and persons like Prahlad. So he is astonished, meaning he is curious to know who changed you. Who came in your life? Narada Muni only came. Right? Same Narada Muni. Sattvatmani means a form of Shuddha Sattva. Like that. Purport.
King Indra wondered how Uttarasura could have been elevated to the position of an exalted devotee. As for Prahlad Maharaj, he was initiated by Narada Muni, and therefore it was possible for him to become a great devotee, although he was born in a family of demons. For Vritrasur, however, Indra could not detect such causes. Therefore he was struck with wonder that Vritrasur was such an exalted devotee that he could fix his mind without deviation upon the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, Vasudeva.
यस्य भक्तिर् भगवती हरो निःश्रेयसेश्वरे विक्रीडतो मृताम्बोधौ किं शूद्रैकातकोदकैः. यस्य भक्तिर् भगवती, अ पर्सन हु हैज भक्ति टू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, हरौ, हु इज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, लॉर्ड हरि, निःश्रेयस ईश्वरे, हु इज द लॉर्ड ऑफ द हाईएस्ट ऑस्पिशियसनेस, विक्रीडतो अमृत अंबोदौ, स्विम्स इन द ओशन ऑफ नेक्टर, किम शूद्रै कातक उदकैहि, फॉर हिम what is, what use is swarga, which is like the water in small ditches. For one who is used to swimming in the ocean of nectar, why would he aspire after water in small ditches? Like that. It is understandable that you are indifferent to the enjoyment of swarga. Khatodakaihi means water in ditches. Swarga is similar to that for you, like water in ditches. But for us, without bhakti, it is bliss. We don't possess that kind of bhakti, so for us, it is bliss. Okay. Huh? Yeah, purport.
Vipra sir has formerly prayed, Nana Krushtam Nachaparam Eshtam Nasarva Bhumam Narasadhi Satyam. I do not want the facilities for happiness on Brahmalok, Swargalok or even Dhruvalok, not to speak of this earth or the lower planets. I simply want to return home back to Vani. This is the determination of a pure devotee. A pure devotee is never attracted to any exalted position within this material world.
Is there any other verse that you can think which indicates the determination of a pure devotee? When you talk about determination of a pure devotee, does it remind you of some verse? Yeah, everyone gets the same verse. Etam sa astaya paratmanishtam. What is the next line? Adhyasito purvatamair mahatbihi aham tarishyami durantaparam tamo mukundangri nishevayaiva. That is the determination of a devotee.
He simply wants to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani, the gopis, Krishna's father and mother, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, Krishna's friends and Krishna's servants. He wants to associate with Krishna's atmosphere of Vrindavan's beauty. These are the highest ambitions of the devotee of Krishna. Devotees of Lord Vishnu may aspire for a position in Vaikuntha Loka, but a devotee of Krishna never
you
aspires
see,
even.
Note this verse, note this line, read it again.
Devotees of Lord Vishnu may aspire for the position in Vaikuntha Loka, but a devotee of Krishna never aspires even for the facilities of Vaikuntha.
You see? Which means Sukhaishwaryottara Mukti is possible in Vaikuntha. Facilities. But a devotee of Krishna does not aspire for that. There is no Sukhaishwaryottara Mukti in Goloka Vrindavan. It is there only in Vaikuntha. Like that. Yeah.
He wants to return to Goloka Vrindavan and associate with Lord Krishna in his eternal pastimes.
Hmm.
Any material happiness is like water in a ditch. Whereas the spiritual happiness eternally enjoyed in the spiritual world is like an ocean of nectar in which a devotee wants to swim.
Okay. So now he has praised Vritrasur. Now he will give the real gift that Vritrasur wants. He will kill him. श्री शुक उवाच इति ब्रुवाणावन्योन्यम धर्म जिज्ञासया नृप युयुदा ते महावीर्याव इंद्रवृत्तौ युदांपति। ओ किंग, ओ परीक्षित महाराज, इंद्रवृत्रौ इंद्रान वृत्रासुर महावीर्याव युदांपति, ग्रेट फाइटर्स विद ग्रेट पावर, इति ब्रुवाणौ धर्म जिज्ञासया, स्पीकिंग विद अ डिजायर टू अंडरस्टैंड धर्म, बोथ ऑफ देम स्पोक धर्म, राइट? फर्स्ट इंद्रा वृत्रासुर स्पोक टू इंद्रा, देन इंद्रा स्पोक ग्लोरिफाइंग वृत्रासुर, एंड बोथ वेर स्पीकिंग विद अ डिजायर टू अंडरस्टैंड धर्म। अन्योन्यम युयुदाते, देन अगेन बिगैन फाइटिंग। परपोट
No,
the whole chapter, no purport.
Last verse,
there is purport. Okay. Avidya parigam vridraha karshnaya sammarindamaha indraya prahinot goram vamahaste namarisha. Oh Marisha, oh respectable one. Vridraha arindamaha, Vridrasur, who was capable of subduing his enemy. Karshnaya sam Parigam Avidya. Pariga is club. And Karshnayasam is made of iron. Avidya, he twirled it. Indraya Prahino threw it at Indra. Vamahastena with his left hand, because right hand has been cut by Indra. Satuvritrasya Parigam Karamcha Karabhopamam Chicheda Yugapat Devo Vajrena Shataparvana. Shataparvana Vajrena, again the word Shataparvana comes. Made with the 100 bones of Dadichi Muni, thunderbolt, with its thunderbolt. Devaha Yugapat Chicheda. Yugapat means simultaneously. He cut Vritrasya Parigam Karamcha. He cut the club and his second left hand also. Karaba upamam, which resembled an elephant's trunk. Because elephant only has one hand, na? So if one moves just one hand, it is like an elephant moving its trunk. You see, you can imagine. So he had only one hand, which was resembling like an elephant's trunk. So he cut. Now he has no, both hands are not there. Dorbyam, correct. Dorbyam utkritta moolabhyam babau raktasravo surah chinna paksho yata gotra khadbrashto vajrinahatah. Vritrasur raktasravo babau, bleeding profusely, dorbyam utkritta moolabhyam, with both of his arms cut at their roots. Yata khat brashto gotraha, he looked like a fallen mountain whose wings have been cut to pieces by Indra. Indra's thunderbolt only. Okay, so he looked like that. Oh my God. Okay. Second line is totally invisible to me, so...
You can shift it.
Oh, I can shift it? How?
Just take it, drag it down.
Okay. Mahaprano Mahavirio Mahasarpa Ivadvipam Kritvadaram Hanau Bhumau Daityo Div Uttaram Hanum Nabagambira Vaktrena Leli Holbana Jihvaya दमश्त्राबिर कालक कल्पाबिर कृषन इव जगत्रयम् अतिमात्र महाकाय आक्षिपम् स्तरसा गिरिन् गिरिराट पादचारीव पद्याम् निर्जरयन् महिम् जग्रासस समादाय समासाद्य वज्रिणम् सहवाहनम्। Vritrasur, very powerful and courageous, placed his lower jaw on the ground and his upper jaw in the sky, because no hands. With a mouth deep like the sky, with a fearsome snake-like tongue with deadly teeth. He seemed to devour the entire universe. Thus, assuming a gigantic body, the great demon Vritrasura, shaking the mountains, crushing the earth with his legs as if he were the Himalayas walking about, came before Indra and swallowed him and Airavati's carrier, just as a big python might swallow an elephant. So, I mean, big python would swallow an elephant, which means that big pythons were there, which would swallow an elephant. So, you know, he swallowed Indra. Vritragrastam tamalokya saprajapatayasuraha ha kashtam iti nirvirnas chukru shuhu samarshayaha. When the Devadas along with Brahma, other Prajapatis and the great sages saw that Indra had been swallowed by the demon, they became dispirited and cried, "Ah, what misfortune! Nigirnopi asurendrena namamo rodaram gataha mahapurusha sannaddo yoga maya balena cha." Protected by the Narayan Kavach and by his own mystic power, Indra, although swallowed by Vritrasura, did not die within the demon's belly. Otherwise, he must have died. Because meat eaters have such an acidic bile that it is said that, you know, their bodily fluids are so acidic. It is said you cannot actually, I mean, no tiger would allow you to milk her. But if you try to milk tiger's milk, you cannot hold it in a iron pot, steel pot, because it's so acidic, it will put holes in that. You have to hold it only in a golden pot. What happened?
That lion cub, how will his own mouth, that is,
because he's also a lion, na? His bodily fluids are also equally acidic. So you cannot hold a lion or tiger's milk in a normal steel pot. It is not possible. So protected by the Narayan Kavach and by his own mystic power. So that's why, you know, idea in a meat-eating asura's body with such acidic bile, if steel cannot survive, you know what? Human body can survive actually. Of course, Indra. But because he was protected by Narayan Kavach, he did not die within the demon's belly. Protected by the Narayan Kavach and his power gained through Ashtanga Yoga, he did not die. He had some power gained through Ashtanga Yoga also. He remained invisible in the form of air by the power of invisibility. He remained invisible inside the stomach. Bitva vajrena tadkukshim nishkramya bala bilvibuhu ucchakarta shirashatror girishringam ivaujasa. Powerful Indra, the killer of Bala. Bala was a demon probably. Piercing Vritrasura's abdomen with his thunderbolt, emerged from his body and with great force cut off his head as if cutting the top of a mountain. He pierced his belly, came out and then cut off his head. Vajrastutat kandaram, Vajrastutat kandaram ashuvegaha, krantan samantat parivartamanaha. Although the thunderbolt revolved around and cut Vritrasura's neck with great speed, his head fell off only after the time it took the sun, moon and other luminaries to complete a northern and southern journey, which means 1 year, at a time suitable for killing him. I mean, there is no time favorable for Vritrasura, but just like the Supreme Lord can digest any impurity, but still a devotee does not offer any impure
things to
the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, even though any time naite sriti partha janan yogi muyyati kashchana tasmat sarveshu kaleshu yogyukto bhavarjuna. So there is no, even for a perfected ashtanga yogi, there is no auspicious time, but the Supreme Lord will not allow, or he may not, or he may choose not to allow a devotee to leave at an auspicious time. He may not also. Because he was no ordinary devotee, he was a perfected devotee. Let's see if there is any comment to this. Okay. Although the thunderbolt moved quickly and cut all around his neck, not just in one place, since it was very tough, the head, after being cut off, fell to the ground only after a year, after the planets moved through the northern and southern courses. Varta Hatya means at a time suitable for slaying Vritrasur. No purport. On the suffix ya on Hatya may be derived from Dandadibhyo Yaha Panini. It is added to the words with the meaning deserving. Thus the phrase then means deserving to kill Vritrasur or for the purpose of killing him. Okay, there is no elaboration or discussion about time suitable. So my guess is, just like the Supreme Lord wanted Vritrasura to go at a, even at a time which is ordinarily accepted as very auspicious.
तदाचकेदुन्दुभयो विनेदुर् गंधर्वसिद्धा समहर्षि संगाः वार्त्रनग्निश्च तमभिष्टुवाना मंत्रैर्मुदा कुसुमैरभ्यवर्षन्.
When Vritrasura was killed, the Gandharvas and Siddhas and the heavenly planets beat kettle drums. They praised Indra with mantras about Indra's victory and the glorious death of Vritrasura and showered flowers upon him in jubilation. He is feeling hungry, that's why he is.
Vritrasya dehan, vittasya dehan nishkrantam atma jyotir arindama pashyatam sarva devanam alokam samapadyata.
O King Parikshit, subduer of enemies, as all the devatas watched his spiritual body, become separate from the body of Vritrasur, he achieved the spiritual abode of Sankarshan. Srila Krishna Jagadakur writes, when Vritrasur swallowed Indra and his elephant, he thought, this is interesting purport. When Vritrasur swallowed Indra and his elephant, he thought, there is no one else to kill me. Why do I not give up my body by the power of yoga and quickly go to the side of the Lord? Okay. He then entered into Samadhi. At that moment, Indra tore open the abdomen of Vritrasur, who was unconscious, who was already unconscious. He went to Samadhi. He had already left. So Indra tore open the belly and cut the head of Vritrasura and already left for one full year. So,
he was in Samadhi, not necessarily the soul left the body.
Let's see. He then entered into Samadhi. At that moment, Indra tore open the abdomen of Vritrasura, who was unconscious. Came out and cut his head off. This should be understood from the comparison of cutting off a mountain peak. His manifested spiritual body became separated from his gross body and then attained the Vaikuntha of Sankarshan beyond the material world. What happened? Tegesh Prabhu.
It was already dead.
I mean, he was unconscious means, because Samadhi, if someone is in Samadhi, you don't call them unconscious, I guess.
Actually, in most of the, at least in Maharashtra saints, when they used to want to leave their body, they used to be called as, he entered
Samadhi.
Samadhi. Like this Maharaj saint, this entered Samadhi, like means he left the body.
Yeah, let's see what Prabhupada has to say.
Srila Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur explains that Indra, not Uttarasut, was actually killed. He says that when Uttarasut swallowed King Indra and his carrier, the elephant, he thought, now I have killed Indra and therefore there is no more need of fighting. Now let me return home back to Godhead. Thus he stopped all his bodily activities and became situated in trance. Taking advantage of the silence of Uttarasura's body, Indra pierced the demon's abdomen, and because of Uttarasura's trance, Indra was able to come out. Now Uttarasura was in Yoga Samadhi, and therefore although King Indra wanted to cut his throat, the demon's neck was so stiff that Indra's thunderbolt took 360 days to cut it to pieces. Actually, it was the body left by the Uttarasura that was cut to pieces by Indra.
Prabhupada clarifies here.
Uttarasura himself was not killed. In his original consciousness, Uttarasura returned home back to Godhead to become an associate of Lord Sankarsana. Here the word Alokam means transcendental world, Vaikuntha Loka, where Sankarsana eternally resides.
Yeah, Prabhupada clarifies.
Yes, Prabhupada,
anyway,
the body
is destroyed. Yeah, but there is a difference between killing and cutting the head of a dead body.
Because he was in Yoga Samadhi, that is why it took 1 year.
Read ahead.
It's considered as what you call inferior to be killed by him. Arey, tu kya banega? I want before only end up like that. Like why I will die?
Aisa nahi hai. That is Mottakesh Bhashya. What Namakaran did it?
Actually, in Ramayana, when joke comes like that, after the battlefield, the monkeys come into the tent. And what happened, do you know? Today I was fighting. And one monkey tells to all the monkeys that today one demon came, I cut off his hand. Then, then next time I cut off his another hand. Then one leg, another leg. Then they said, "Arey, why you wasted so much? You could have cut off his head, no?" He said, "Actually, it was already not there."
Adi Gopal Bhai is so. Yeah. Anyway, so whether he was in Samadhi or he already left, both could be understood from that purport. Okay, so that brings us to the end of the 12th chapter. So we still have time, we'll start the 13th chapter. Just open. Okay, so 13th chapter, I'll just share the screen. Okay, so now for the third time Indra has killed because he was the son of Tvashta, so he was a Brahmana. First time he insulted Brihaspati, then Vishwarup, he killed. Then Dadichi, he killed. Then Vritrasur. Okay. So, now King Indra afflicted by sinful reaction. Shri Shuka Uvacha Vritre Hate Trayo Loka Vina Shakrena Burida Sapala Hyabhavan Sadyo Vijvarat Nirvritendriyaha. Oh Burida, oh charitable king. He suddenly, Shukadev Goswami addressing Shukadev Goswami as Burida. Let's see if there is an explanation for this. Vritre Hate, when Vritrasura was killed, Vina Shakrena, except for Indra, Trayoloka, the three worlds, Sapala, along with the presiding deities, Sadyo Nirvrita Indriyaha, they were immediately pleased, Vijvara Abhavan, and became free from trouble. Except for Indra, everyone became happy. Why? That in chapter describes how Indra, fearing the reaction from killing a Brahmana, lived in the stem of a lotus at Manasa Sarovar and later attained relief by performing a horse sacrifice. Itai purport. Devarshi Pitra Bhutani Daitya Devanuga Swayam Pratijagmosvadishnyani Brahme Shendradayastataha. Tataha, thereafter. Deva, Rishi, Pitru, Bhutani, Daitya, Deva, Anugaha. The sages, the Pitrus, the Bhutas, the demons, the followers of the Devatas. Brahma, Isha, Indra, Adayaha. And the Devatas headed by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Indra. Swayam Pratijakmahu Swadishnyani. They returned to their respective homes. It was like a very major thing that was happening and everyone was assembled there watching this. And after that, they went home. Indra was not fit to return to his abode. That's why he didn't go to his abode. The moment he killed Vritrasur, he became distressed at killing a Brahmana.
He was also a Brahmana.
Huh? Vritrasur, right? Yeah, son of Tushtar. Thus, though the verse says that Indra returned home, he actually went to Manasa Sarovar, then performed a horse sacrifice and finally returned home. That should be understood by the word Tataha, thereafter or afterwards. Is there a purport?
In this connection, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and the other demigods returned to their respective abodes, but Indra did not, for he was disturbed at having killed Vritrasur, who was actually a Brahman. After killing Vritrasur, Indra went to Manasarovar lake to become free from sinful reactions. When he left the lake, he performed an Ashwamedh Yajna and then returned to his own abode.
Exactly same purport. Shri Raja Uvacha Indrasya Nirvrater Hetum Shrotim Ichchami Bho Mune Yena Sansukino Deva Harer Dukkam Kuto Bhavat. O Mune, O sage, Shrotim Ichchami, I desire to hear Indrasya Anirvrater Hetum. Nirvrati is happiness, bliss. Anirvrati is unhappiness. Hetu is cause. What is the cause of Indra? What was the cause of Indra's distress? I desire to know. Kuto harer dukkam abhavat. Why did Indra become unhappy? Yena, by the killing of Vritrasur. Devaha sukino asan. Why the devatas became very happy? Purport.
This of course is a very intelligent question. When a demon is killed, certainly all the demigods are happy. In this case, however, when all the demigods were happy, because of Vritrasura's having been killed, Indra was unhappy. Why? It may be suggested that Indra was unhappy because he knew that he had killed a great devotee and a Brahmana. Vritrasura outwardly appeared to be a demon, but inwardly he was a great devotee and therefore a great Brahmana. Herein it is clearly indicated that a person who is not at all demoniac, such as Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj, may outwardly be a demon or be born in a family of demons. Therefore, in terms of real culture, one should not be considered a demigod or demon simply according to birth. In his dealings while fighting with Indra, Vritrasura proved himself a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Furthermore, as soon as he finished fighting with Indra and was apparently killed, Vritrasura was transferred to Vaikuntha Loka to become an associate of Sankarsana. Indra knew this, and therefore he was morose at having killed such a demon, who was actually a Vaishnava or a Brahmana. A Vaishnava is already a Brahmana, although a Brahmana may not be a Vaishnava. The Padma Puran says, Sat karma nipuno vipro mantra tantra visharada avaishnava guru nasya vaishnava kapacho guru. One may be a Brahmana in terms of his culture and family, and may be expert in Vedic knowledge, mantra tantra visharada. But if he is not a Vaishnava, he cannot be a guru. This means that an expert Brahmana may not be a Vaishnava, but a Vaishnava is already a Brahmana. A millionaire may very easily possess hundreds and thousands of dollars, but a person with hundreds and thousands of dollars is not necessarily a millionaire. Vritrasura was a perfect Vaishnava, and therefore he was also a Brahmana.
Yeah. There is a question by Adi Bhagavan Prabhu. Why is Indra called Hari in this verse?
Some other place also.
There are many places is called Hari.
Hari.
I don't know.
I was thinking
Harer. Yeah, I don't know. There must be some reason. I'll try to find that out. Okay, let's continue. Shri Shuka Uvacha Vitta Vikrama Samvignaha Sarve Deva Saharshibihi Tadvadayartayan Indram Naichad Bito Brihadvadat. Sarve Devaha Saharshibihi, when all the sages and the devatas Vritra Vikrama Samvignaha were disturbed by the extraordinary power of Vritrasura, Tadvadaya Artayan Indram, they had assembled to ask Indra to kill him. They had assembled. They had asked Indra to kill him. Na ichchat bhitah brihadvadat. Indra, however, being afraid of killing a Brahmana, did not want to kill him. The devatas requested Indra to kill Vritrasura. Indra did not desire to kill him because he was afraid of killing a Brahmana.
Purport?
No purport. Indra uvacha Stri Bhudrama Jalair Eno Vishwarupa Vadodbhavam Vibhaktam Anugran Nadbir Vritra Hatyam Kvamarjmyaham. Valid question. Indra said, Yenaha Vishwarupa Vadodbhavam. Yenaha means sin. Uddhavenam Sikratsnashaha. Yenaha Vishwarupa Vadodbhavam. Vishwarupa Vadodbhavam Yenaha. The sinful reactions for killing Vishwarup, I received in extensive sinful reactions for killing Vishwarup. Stri bhu druma jalair anugrinatbir. But I was favored by woman, land, trees and water who accepted it, a part of it. Vibhaktam, and therefore I was able to divide that sins between them. Vritrahatyam kvamarjmeham. Who will I find out to distribute the sins of killing Vritra? Okay. But now if I kill Vritrasura, another Brahmana, how shall I free myself from the sinful reactions?
This discussion behind the
behind the scene.
Behind the scene.
Before the whole thing. Flashback. Is there a purport?
No purport.
Shri Shuka Uvacha Rishayastadupakarnya Mahendram Mindram Idam Abruvan Yajayishyama Badramte Hayamede Namasma Baihi. This is actually misguidance. Because this is, they are telling, you kill him, then we will perform an Ashwamedha Yajna and do the Prayaschitta. But actually such Prayaschittas don't work. If you perform a sinful activity on the strength of Prayaschitta, that does not work. Just like if you commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name, it is an offense. It complicates the whole thing. This is true with even performing sinful activities on the strength of prayaschitta also. It does not work actually. So it is interesting. Why did they recommend? Let's see if there is an explanation to this. Hearing this, the sages replied to King Indra, Badramte, may good fortune be unto you. Masma baihi, do not fear. Hayamedena yajayishyama, we shall perform a horse sacrifice for you. This is not correct. Is there a purport? Hayamedena purusham paramatmanam ishvaram ishvanarayanam devam mokshasepi jagatvadat. By worshipping Supreme Lord Narayan, Paramatma is a heart sacrifice, you will be freed from all the sins in the universe. Mokshase api jagat vadat. Is there a purport? Brahmaha pitraha gogno matraha charyaha gavan swadaha pulakasako vapi shudyeranyasya kirtanat tamashvamedena mahamakena Shraddhan vitosma biranushtitena hatvapi sabrahma characharam tvam nalipyasekim kalanigrahena. One who has killed a brahmana, a cow, his father, mother or guru, one who has already killed, okay, a dog eater or an outcast can be immediately freed from all sinful reactions simply by chanting about Narayana. After killing even brahmanas, what to speak of a low rascal? By our performing a horse sacrifice, you will not be touched by any sin.
Low rascal is
Vritrasur. Is there a purport?
It is said in the Brahma Brihad Vishnu Pura. Namahiyavati Shakti Papa Nirhatam.
He is talking about the glories of the holy name. It is capable. He is not focusing on what that will come. That may come later. Let's see.
Also in the Prem Avivarta by Jagadananda Pandit, it is said, Eka Krishna Nama Papira Yata Papakshay Bahujanmi Sai Papi Karite Nara. This means that by once chanting the holy name of Lord, one can be freed from the reactions of more sins that we can even imagine performing. The holy name is so spiritually potent that simply by chanting the holy name, one can be freed from the reactions to all sinful activities. What then is to be said of those who chant the holy name regularly or worship the deity regularly? For such purified devotees, freedom from sinful reaction is certainly assured. This does not mean, however, that one should intentionally commit sinful acts and think himself free from the reactions because he is chanting the holy name. Such a mentality is a most abominable offense at the lotus feet of holy name.
That's exactly what they are recommending here. But of course, in one sense, they are like sort of helpless.
Emergency
situation also. Because they know, because they are really troubled by Vritrasur. And now what to do?
Whole universe is troubled.
Namno balad yasya hi papa buddhi. The Lord's holy name certainly has the potency to neutralize all sinful activities. But if one repeatedly and intentionally commits sins while chanting the holy name, he is most condemned. These verses name the performers of various sinful deeds.
Okay, there is a question by Adi Bhagavan Prabhu. Why Ajamil was not purified immediately even though he didn't commit Namaparad, but Srila Vishnu Jagadakur writes he was purified gradually. Why Ajamil was not purified immediately? He was purified, but he didn't get Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema will gradually only come, right?
It was not revealed then.
He says that the tree will give fruits only in the right season, he says. Not to disturb other philosophy. And of course, he was purified. That is mentioned actually.
First,
at the first attendance of holy name only, he was purified.
Purified in the sense it cleanses sinful reaction.
Yeah.
In fact, his bhakti started.
His bhakti started and subsequently, yeah, he acquired Sukriti. But of course, in order to attain prema, he had to wait. 12 years, he had to sincerely practice like that.
In the Manu Samhita, the following names are given. A son begotten by a Brahmana and born from the womb of a Shudra, mother is called Parashava or Nishad, a hunter accustomed to stealing. A son begotten by a Nishad in the womb of Shudra woman is called Pukkasha. A child begotten
you by... You see, Prabhupada also says here, these are all like different... Pulinda Pulkasha. Abhirashumba Yavanaka. So he says that this is all different categories of Pratiloma marriage actually.
A child begotten by the Kshatriya in the womb of a daughter of Shudra is called Ugra. A child begotten by a Shudra in the womb of a daughter of a Kshatriya is called Shatta. A child
is called as
Huh?
Therefore,
Udra is called Shatta in many places. Acha? Shatta
is called, but
it is called here...
It's called,
what,
how do you spell it?
Shatta.
Shatta. Correct.
Because child got in the Shudra in the womb of the daughter of Kshatriya.
But where that was asking
you? Correct, na?
Oh
no, she was not daughter of Kshatriya. Maybe, I don't know.
Shudra woman.
Shudra woman and? Kshatriya man.
So
Vyasadeva was not a Kshatriya.
Kshatta is a child begotten by a Shudra in the womb of the daughter of a Kshatriya.
No, 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 actually. In fact, the woman was probably a Shudrani. She was a Shudrani. And the Brahmana was Vyasadeva, who was a Brahmana. He was there from the beginning only. Oh, he was speaking? He's speaking. So I thought, he was there from the beginning only. But the Dharva devotee somehow got disconnected, so that's why.
A child begotten by Kshatriyas in the womb of a lower class woman is called Shwada, a dog eater.
Sure.
All such offspring are considered extremely sinful, but the holiness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so strong that all of them can be purified simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. The Hare Krishna movement offers everyone a chance to be purified, regardless of birth or family, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Iratunandra Pulinda Purkasha Avi Rashumbaya Vanaka Sadaya
Okay, there is a question by Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu. Is it true that Ajamil actually remembered Lord Narayan at the final moment? Some acharyas say like that. Say like that?
In purport, it is there.
At the time, he actually remembered. Because, I'm just thinking aloud. If at the time of death he remembered Lord Narayan, then why didn't he immediately go back to Vaikuntha? Because if one thinks Yamyam Vapi Smaran Bhavam, or what is the other verse? Next verse. Antakaleja Mameva Smaran Maktva Kalevaram. Yap Prayati Samadbhavam. Yati Nastyatta Samshaya. So he must have achieved. Maybe I'll just check out, I don't know for sure. Then if he did remember Lord Narayan at the time of death, it does say that he called out for Narayan, thinking of Lord Narayan. Or he was addressing Lord Narayan, not just his son.
Yeah, in the inner core of his heart.
Something, but it was not like exactly remembering.
Actually, when calling out, he remembered Lord Narayan.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that it's is not like a conscious meditation. Yeah. It was not like a conscious meditation. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Continue.
Kirat, Hunas, Andras, Kulindas, Kulkasha, Abira, Shumbas, Yavanas, members of the Khasa races, and even others addicted to sinful acts can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord, for He is the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto Him. Even such sinful persons can certainly all be purified if they chant the holy name of the Lord under the direction of a pure devotee. Herein the sages encourage King Indra to kill Vritrasur even at the risk of Brahmahatya, the killing of a Brahmana, and they guarantee to release him from sinful reactions by performing an Ashwamedh Yajna. Such purposefully advised atonement, however, devised atonement, cannot be relieved.
You see, Prabhupada mentions here.
Cannot relieve the performer of sinful acts. This will be seen from the following verse.
Okay. So such, this is a, and they knew, but probably they were helpless. And they said, instead of everyone suffering, let at least Indra suffer, maybe one person suffer. Maybe they thought like that, I don't know. So, okay, Indra entered the Chakravyuha like that. Shri Shuka Uvacha, Evam Sanchodito Vipre, Marutvana Hanatripam, Brahmahatya Hate Tasmin Asasada Vishakapim. So, आगे जाके पूरा काट के पीछे रहता है, कोई नहीं है। आप जाओ, हम आपके पीछे ही है, पीछे रहेगा, कोई नहीं है। तो सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड, encouraged by the words of the sages, Indra killed Vritrasur, and when he was killed, the sin of killing a Brahmana took shelter of Indra. Okay, so here, Vishnu Jagadagur says, when Vritra was killed, the sin fell upon Indra. Because of committing sin on the strength of an atonement, the reaction was very strong. With yeah, but on the strength of the atonement, he committed the sin, na?
It was more dangerous than feeling normal.
Yeah, yeah. Without experiencing suffering, the atonement would not give relief by itself. So he had to suffer. Therefore, they did not perform the horse sacrifice for Indra immediately.
They did not tell this part.
Only
they knew it.
There is
some. They did not tell
Indra. So 1 year they did not perform, because for 1 year he had to suffer, because it was committing sin on the strength of the atonement. So after 1 year, they actually did the atonement of the Ashwamedha Yajna, and then Indra was relieved. Either they purposefully did, or in sort of desperation, they forgot about it, or what, I don't know. So, but it's, yeah, this is what happened. The sages, because of advising him to commit the sin on the strength of the atonement, also suffered misfortune, the result of offense, for a long time. This suffering came from Nahusha, who took over Indra's post. So Nahusha created havoc, you know, he created hell for them in heaven. So they also suffered.
He made them carry his
time. And in the meantime, Indra was suffering, no? He was running here and there, sin personified with, in the form of a woman afflicted with tuberculosis will chase him now. He will run here and there and go and hide in Manasarovar. During that time, Nahusha was appointed, and Nahusha created. Indra was suffering elsewhere, and the sages were suffering in Manasarovar, in heaven. Is that purport?
Yes.
Who are the sages?
That must have been one of that. So Nahusha would have in general also not been a very that's why it's yeah. Yeah. Can you read?
After killing Rudra's soul, Indra could not surpass the Brahmahatya, the sinful reactions for killing a Brahmana. Formerly, he had killed one Brahmana, Vishwarup, out of circumstantial anger. But this time, following the advice of the sages, he killed another Brahmana purposely. Therefore, the sin reaction was greater than before. Indra could not be relieved from the reaction simply by performing sacrifice for atonement. He had to undergo a severe series of sinful reactions. And when he was freed from such suffering, the Brahmanas allowed him to perform the horse sacrifice. The planned execution of sinful deeds on the strength of chanting the Hurini of Lord or undergoing Prayaschitta atonement cannot give relief to anyone, even to Indra or Nahusha. Nahusha was officiating for Indra while Indra, absent from heaven, was going here and there to gain release from his sinful reactions.
I mean, this may not be exactly Vaishnava Parad because under Ritrasur's instruction and also under Vishnu's guidance only he did that. Tayendrasma sahattapam nirvritir namama vishat Hrimantam vachyatam praptam sukayantyapi no gunaha. Following the advice of the devatas, Indra suffered and attained no happiness. Good qualities cannot give happiness to a person who has shame and infamy. So even though he had now realized he was repenting, but still he had already attained shame and infamy. So even though he had good qualities, but it was not giving him happiness because he had shame and infamy now. Asahat should be asahata, he endured. Amum refers to Indra. Why could a person with qualities like determination not be happy? Those qualities cannot give happiness to a person who has done a shameful act and is criticized for killing a Brahmana. Purport?
One cannot be happy by committing sinful acts, even if one is endowed with a material opulence. Indra found this to be true. People began to blaspheme him, saying, "This person has killed a Brahmana for the sake of enjoying heavenly material happiness." Therefore, in spite of being king of heaven and enjoying material opulence, Indra was always unhappy because of accusations of the populace.
Accusations of the populace. Okay. Tam dadarshanu dhavantim chandalim ivarupinim jaraya vepamanangim yakshmagrastam asritpatam vikirya palitankesham stishtatishteti bhashinim meenagandhi asugandena kurvatim margadushanam. Indra saw a chandala woman trembling because of old age, afflicted with tuberculosis, covered with blood and breathing an unbearable fishy odor that polluted the entire street. With grey hair flying about, she pursued him calling, "Wait, wait, Tishta, Tishta," like that she was running behind him. Say, purport.
When a person is afflicted with tuberculosis, he often vomits blood, which makes his garments bloody.
Nabogato dishasarvaha sahasraksho vishampade pragudichim dishamturnam pravishto nrupamanasam. O king, Indra first fled to the sky, then to all directions. At last he went to the northeast, quickly entered the Manasa Sarovar. First he went into the sky. Seeing her chasing him, he went in all directions, but she followed. Then he went into the northeastern direction and quickly entered Manasa Sarovar. Purport? Till the end of the chapter. आवसत् पुष्करणाल तंतून अलब्ध भोगो यलिहाग्निदूतः वर्षाणि सहस्रमलक्षितोन्त संचिन्तयन् ब्रह्मवदात् विमोक्षम्. Always thinking of relief from the sinful reaction for killing a Brahmana, Indra, invisible to everyone, lived for 1,000 years in the subtle fibers of the stem of a lotus, without food, since the messenger of Agni could not deliver his share of sacrifice in the water. Now, this is not true. It's not because Agni cannot enter water, not for that reason. Because messenger of Agni offers it to Varuna also, who is inside water. Because there is another reason. Vishnachakradaku says, he lived unseen in the fibers of the lotus stem. He did not get any food because the messenger of Agni did not deliver his share of the sacrifice since he could not enter water. It is not difficult for Agni to enter water since he delivers to Varuna, who is situated in the water, his share. However, this water was difficult to enter because the followers of Shiva were guarding it. And thus, the sin of killing a Brahmana which followed him everywhere could also not enter the water. He remained invisible to all people for 1,000 years because he was not qualified in that state to receive the, probably, I am just guessing, to receive the oblations. So therefore, and Nahusha was already receiving on his behalf also. Probably.
What is significance of Manasa, sir? Like,
it is Lord Shiva.
Manasa, that's it, Kubera garden,
huh? Adi Bhagavanto has 1,000 human years. If not mentioned, it refers to 1,000 human years only. So 1,000 human years would be 1,000 days of for Devata. 1,000 days. Because 1 year is 124 hours of Devata. Huh?
3 years.
Almost 3 years. 3 Devata years. So Nahusha was there. No purport. So Indra will be relieved. Or Srila Prabhupada writes celestial years. He says. So if it is 1,000 celestial years, quite possible. Prabhupada writes 1,000 celestial years.
In translation.
In what meaning? What do you see?
Yeah,
so Prabhupada writes, okay, it could be celestial years or human years, definitely. But Indra does have that lifespan also, because Indra for 1 manu, na, so 71 chaturyugas. So even if it is 1,000 celestial years, it's possible they have such lifespan also. One of the two, whatever it may be. Okay. Yeah, they have how many?
1 lakh years.
Do they have 1 lakh years? 71 Chaturyugas, yeah, I don't want to do that calculation, it's definitely more than 1 lakh years. 43 lakh into 71 divided by 360, you can calculate.
Lakh we can separate.
Forty-three lakh into seventy-one divided by 360 lakh add karna chahiye na 8.48 days.
Then this become days. They were the years.
नहीं बट डिवाइडेड बाय 360 कर दिया ना तो ईयर्स हो गया ना
इनकम.
ठीक है छोड़ दो जो भी जो भी अभी कोई तो नंबर अभी डोंट आई डोंट नो व्हाट एवर 10,000 इयर्स इट लुक्स साउंड्स मोर देन दैट टू मी आई डोंट नो. ओके ना गो अहेड गो अहेड.
सो आई जस्ट वांट टू से वन ऑफ दिस दिस एपिसोड वेयर ब्रह्मा वाज चेज्ड बाय चंडाला
ब्रह्मा वाज
सर नॉट ब्रह्मा So when was that episode when, you know, Indra had to come as a pig, then what was that exactly, what was that led to?
No, no, no.
What
led to
When?
Ashtavak, that
Muni was there. The Muni was there. There was Muni.
Pig,
Durvasa Muni, oh, he threw that garland at that time.
That was another problem. That was Samudra Muni.
Yeah, I don't know.
So many times.
Second, another one, what about this pastime of this Indra getting, you know, 1,000 eyes?
That is Ahalya. Ahalya, Ahalya. He, when Gautam Muni had gone to take bath, he came and he, in the guise of Gautam Muni, enjoyed with Ahalya. And when Gautam Muni learned, he cursed him to have 1,000 female private parts all over his body. And then when he became repentant, he said, okay, 1,000 eyes. Like that. Okay. Indra relieved of the sin and reinstated in his position. Because there are no purports, I think we can complete the chapter before. Tavatrinakam nahushasashasa विद्या तपो योग बलानुभावः स संपद ऐश्वर्य मदांद बुद्धि नीत स्थिरश्चाम गतिमिंद्र पत्न्या. As long as King Indra lived in the water, Nahusha ruled the heavenly kingdom due to his knowledge, austerity and mystic power. Nahusha, however, became blinded by pride in his wealth and took the body of a snake because of the instruction of Indra's wife. You know this. Yeah. Trinakam means Swarga. How can a human rule Swarga? Nahusha was endowed with knowledge, austerity and yogic power. This means he was capable of enlisting all powers and was capable of protecting Swarga. Through his yogic powers he could. Why then did Indra again rule Swarga? Nahusha's intelligence became blind with pride in his wealth. He had to take a snake's body because of Indra's wife. So you know the story, he says. Nahusha one time spoke to Indra's wife, I am now Indra, therefore you should serve me. When he told her this, she spoke to Brihaspati. So Brihaspati told her, tell him that you will worship him if he comes carried by Brahmanas, then he will fall down because of a Brahmana's curse. Brihaspati told. She informed Nahusha and he came carried by Agastya and other sages, saying, go quickly, sarpa, sarpa. Nahusha touched Agastya with his foot. He was then cursed by the angry sage and became a snake. Tato gato brahma giropahuta pritam bharadhyana nivaritagaha papastu digde vatayahataujas tam nabhyabhut avitam vishnupatnya. When the reaction to the offense of committing sin on the strength of the atonement was destroyed after 1,000 celestial years by meditation on the Lord, he was invited back to Swarga by the Brahmanas. The sin of killing a Brahmana depleted of its strength by Shiva, the guardian of the northeast, could not overcome him since he was also protected by Lakshmi who lives in the lotus. So she protected him. He went back to Swarga by the words of Brahma and the Brahmanas who said, we will have you perform a horse sacrifice. Ritambara means one who preserves truth, Vishnu. The offense of committing sin on the strength of the atonement is called Agaha in this verse. The sin of killing a Brahmana is called as Papaha. Masculine gender instead of neuter is poetic license. Shiva is the guardian of the northeast direction. Lakshmi resides in the lotuses of Manasarovar. तम च ब्रह्मर्षयो भेत्य हयमेदेन भारत यतावत् दीक्षयाम चक्रु पुरुषाराधनेनः. ओ किंग, द ब्राह्मण सेजस अप्रोच्ड हिम एंड हैड हिम प्रॉपरली परफॉर्म अ हॉर्स सैक्रिफाइस विद वर्शिप ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. अतेज्यमाने पुरुषे सर्वदेवमयात्मनि अश्वमेधे महेन्द्रेण वितते ब्रह्मवादिभिः सवैत्वाश्त्रवदो भूयान् अभिपापक्षयो नृप नीतस्तेनैव शून्याय निहार इव भानुना. भानु इस् भास्करः, निहारम् इव भास्कर. सेम थिंग. व्हेन द सेजस परफॉर्म द हॉर्स सैक्रिफाइस एंड इंद्रा वर्शिप द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, the sin of killing Vritrasura was completely destroyed like the sun dissipating fog.
Savajimedena yatoditena vidayamanena marichi mishraihi ishtvadiyagyam purusham puranam indro mahanasa viduta papaha.
After worshipping the Supreme Lord, the controller of sacrifices, by means of a horse sacrifice executed properly by Marichi and other sages, Indra was cleansed of his sin and was again respected.
Idam mahakyanam ashesha papmanam prakshalanam teerthapadanu kirtanam bhaktyashrayam bhakta jananu varnanam mahendra moksham vijayam marutvatah पटेयुराख्यानमिदं सदा बुधाः शृण्वन्त्यतो पर्वणि पर्वणीन्द्रियं धन्यं यशस्यं निखिलागमोचनं रिपुञ्जयं स्वस्त्ययनं तदायुषम्.
फलश्रुति ऑफ दिस सेक्शन. इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन शुड रीड this great narration about the purification and victory of Indra, which destroys all sins and glorifies the Supreme Lord. Bhakti and the devotees. Intelligent person should read this great narration about the purification and victory of Indra, which destroys all sins and glorifies the Supreme Lord, Bhakti and the devotees. Glorifies the Supreme Lord, Bhakti and the devotees. On sacred days, they should hear this narration which brings alert senses, wealth, fame, freedom from all sins, victory, good fortune and long life. This is for attracting other people attracted to karma and other such things. Okay. Bhaktyuchrayam means endowed with the excellence of bhakti. The story describes the victory of Indra. Indriyam means quickness of the sense. Ayusham means giving long life. Okay, so this brings us to the end of this 13th chapter. So we'll continue with the 14th chapter tomorrow. So the it will start at 10:30. So 10:30 to 12:30, 1 to 3. Sorry, huh? Okay, so 10:30 to 12:30. 10:30 to 12:30, okay. Then 1 to 3:30, okay. 5 to 6:30. Is that okay? So that will be tomorrow's schedule. Is that okay? Hari Bhakti Bro?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So fine. So we'll end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Sometimes.